The whir of construction fills the shell of a house built in 1907 from a kit popular at the time.
It's a wonderful old house with the original trim, the coffered ceilings. It has the original beautiful casement swing-out windows that we have rehabbed, and just a beautiful plan.
Stacy Phillips is the neighborhood housing manager for Community Housing Initiatives, a nonprofit that buys worn-out properties for rehabilitation.
Right now, we are at the end stages of framing. We're putting blocking in, and we're doing some shimming and such for the final stages of rough-ins for electrical and such, and preparing for cabinet installation.
Phillips is working in one of three side-by-side-by-side houses being refurbished in the Capitol Park neighborhood of Des Moines. It is one of three East Side neighborhoods bundled for an ongoing project called Viva East Bank. Beth Hicks serves on the initiative's project management team.
Viva East Bank actually covers a wide range of efforts, from affordable housing to public infrastructure to youth programming.
The three neighborhoods were hit hard by the collapse of the housing market and resulting recession of the first decade following 2000. They left behind foreclosures, vacant homes, and blighted properties. But since 2014, when Viva East Bank began to roll, nearly 200 homes have been repaired, 17 new houses built, and 21 abandoned properties torn down. It was a little more than 3 years ago Chelsea Lepley returned to her hometown and bought a house on the Near East Side.
It's 120 years old, so it has so much character.
Lepley has since become one of the loudest cheerleaders for East Side development as chairwoman of the Capitol Park Neighborhood Association.
We're a neighborhood that's diverse in almost every metric or facet that you can think of in terms of income, languages, ethnicities.
Efforts to improve the housing stock in the Viva East Bank neighborhoods, install public garden parks, and rebuild infrastructure have benefited from a $500,000 award from Project Reinvest. It's the result of a settlement with Bank of America for selling faulty mortgage securities during the housing bubble. Pastor Keith Hackle Jr. at the Philadelphia Seventh-day Adventist Church in the MLK Junior Park neighborhood sees an improving attitude among his parishioners.
When you see new paint, when you see new porches, when you see decks being built, it makes you feel better about where you are, and it makes you believe and know that individuals actually care about their homes.
A key benefit from all of this restoration is young homeowners moving to the area. Chelsea Lepley in Capitol Park says her neighborhood is close to downtown and to bike trails, and the houses are affordable.
There's not a lot of places in the city you can get a four-bedroom house for less than $100,000.
And she's not worried for now about properties becoming overvalued.
We're never going to be Brooklyn. You know, people aren't going to get priced out of their homes in the same way that they do in coastal cities where gentrification is a huge problem.
Back on the stretch of 13th Street between Lutheran Hospital and East High School, Stacy Phillips sees evidence the neighborhoods have become a draw for homebuyers. She completed renovation work on one of the houses over the summer.
We finished it in August, and it was sold within 3 days.
Those involved with Eastside Improvement say they have led to $13 million in public and private investment in the Viva East Bank neighborhoods since 2014. On Des Moines' East Side, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.